Welcome to the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. Get ready to be inspired, uplifted, and connected to the miraculous energy of unconditional love that I call Mother Mary. If you're a highly sensitive, highly creative entrepreneur or light worker, and you want to magnify your impact and your intuition, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Reverend Frances Faden, interfaith minister, intuitive coach, and author of Meditation is Friendship with God. I can't wait to share miraculous stories, books, meditations, messages, and interviews with other miraculous lightworkers just like you. Are you ready to magnify your miracles? What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hello, my miraculous friend, and welcome to another episode of the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. This is Reverend Frances Faden, and I'm so grateful to get to spend this time with you, helping you to magnify your miracles. Today, we're going to be doing a very special meditation that Mother Mary has asked me to share with you. But before we do that, let's just take a few deep breaths together, get ourselves grounded and centered. Breathing in the energy of expansion, breathing out anything you no longer need. And just coming deeply into this moment where the divine dwells. And knowing that whatever you need to hear today to help you to magnify your miracles is going to be exactly your experience. Let's take one more deep breath together in gratitude. And we can begin. All right, my friend, well, welcome once again. Now, Mother Mary asked me to share a world peace meditation with you because we are in a time period right now, as I'm recording this in March of 2022, where there is a lot of what appears to be the lack of peace on the planet, especially with what's going on with the country of Ukraine and everything that's happening in that part of the world. And Mother Mary has said, this is one of the teachings that she gave to me that I just find it so helpful. Whenever we're tempted to pray for peace, which is not a bad thing, believe me, she always says she would prefer it if we prayed from peace, and that the most important thing you can do is pray from peace to really experience peace on the planet. So if you're like me and what you hear and see on the news is just so heartbreaking, you're a highly sensitive person and it can feel really difficult to know how to respond, this meditation is for you. This is something that Mother Mary wanted me to share with you. We did a much more in-depth version in the Magnify Your Miracles membership, but I wanted to give you something that you could use, that you could start praying from peace. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is get yourself into a comfortable position. We are going to be utilizing your God-given power of imagination, known as the mind's eye. And in that mind's eye, I'm going to ask you to see and feel a little ball of golden light right in the middle of the chest area. And as you're breathing in, you can see and feel that little ball of golden light beginning to expand, and breathing out anything that you no longer need. Allowing that beautiful golden light to bless your own heart center as it becomes increasingly bigger and wider. Until the next inhalation, you can see and feel that energy filling the entire chest area, front and back, inside and out. Now we know that this beautiful golden light vibration, this is the frequency that your own highest self lives in at all times, and it's always present. We're simply increasing our awareness of it. So on the next inhalation, allow yourself to feel this beautiful energy rapidly moving down the arms, into the hands and the fingers, moving down the body, into the legs, the feet, the toes, moving up the neck into the head, until you see and feel yourself completely filled with this beautiful, radiant, golden light vibration, blessing every cell of your body. And in that mind's eye, let yourself see this beautiful energy going beyond the boundaries of the body and into the energy field. And seeing yourself as a beautiful sphere of light, noticing that you have just raised your own vibration, which raises your level of awareness. Now, in this beautiful mind's eye of yours, my friend, I'm going to ask you to let yourself see and feel the angel of peace coming into this circle. Beautiful angel of peace. Huge wingspan, beautiful white light being. And the beautiful angel of peace, with your hands at the heart center, bowing to you, and then standing behind you with their hands on your shoulders and allowing yourself to feel the energy of peace. That beautiful, peaceful vibration coming through the hands of this angel into your shoulders and down into your body in all of your chakras, moving down into your legs and your feet, all throughout your body, up the neck into the head, until you see and feel yourself filled with the energy of peace. And allow yourself now in that mind's eye to bring your awareness to the center of your chest. And imagine that you can see and feel all that beautiful, peaceful energy starting to bubble up out of your own heart center. And we see this beautiful fountain of light starting to come up out of your heart center. The peace that is naturally there within you, that is always present, is now being magnified with the help of the angel of peace. It's not the angel's energy. This is your own energy. And just for a moment, allow this energy now to come from your own heart center and to start to fill the room where you are. And notice in your mind's eye, as this happens so easily and effortlessly, that you find yourself in your own bubble of peace. That your room has become a sanctuary of peace. And bring into mind now any people that you care about. Could be family, could be friends, could be colleagues, anybody that's close to you. People that you really love and care about. Bring them into your own bubble of peace. And in your mind's eye, let yourself see and feel that this peace extending from you is blessing them and helping them to touch the peace within them. And into this beautiful bubble, you can even start to think of someone, perhaps that you do not have a harmonious relationship with. But as soon as their energy comes into your bubble of peace, all is dissolved, and you see them as the true divine being that they are. And your heart is blessed 10 times over with love and peace. And from your peace, this beautiful energy of peace is blessing everyone you know. And in that mind's eye, let that beautiful energy of peace move beyond this room, going into your building, into the neighborhood, into your town, encompassing everybody and everything, blessed by the peace that is coming from you and blessing your town. And as you breathe in, let this energy continue to expand to the county that you live in, or the province, and then the state, and then the country. And let yourself really feel your country being blessed, the energy of your peace. And as you do this, you feel that there is an abundant source of peace within you that is inexhaustible and infinite. And knowing that, you easily allow this energy to go to the whole continent where you live. Allowing it now to move beyond your continent, around the world, through the oceans, until all seven continents are included in your peace. And notice how the world feels as you extend your peace to this beautiful planet. Sending your peace to all nations, to all species of animals and plants, filling the atmosphere with your peace, bringing peace to the climate and the oceans and the soil. Your peace, because peace is what you are, blessing. Now, if there's any part of the world that tugs at your heart and you want to send a little more of your peace, do that now, whether that might be the Ukraine, might be Russia, might be the Middle East, might be Israel, might be Palestine, might be Syria, might be Africa. The truth is, anywhere and everywhere will benefit from your peace. And just imagine that part of the world receiving and able to receive the consciousness of peace, because from peace, solutions can be found. The angel of peace reminding us that we don't find solutions and then we have peace. We have peace and then we find solutions. And as you allow your peace to continue to bless this planet, knowing that you are being the solution right now, we're going to bring your awareness back to you and your beautiful body temple, having put out so much good energy for the day. knowing that the beautiful angel of peace will stay with you and will continue to help you every time you want to do this meditation. You bring yourself to a place of peace first. You let yourself be in the energy of peace, and then you send the energy from you to the world. And that is how we fulfill the idea of let peace, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. This is how you do it. So as you bring your awareness back to your body temple, noticing the incredible peace that is in your body. So grateful for that. We say thank you to the beautiful angel of peace. And we're going to let ourselves stay in this beautiful vibration, but we're going to keep ourselves grounded by welcoming the energy of Mother Earth as she rushes up and connects with the bottoms of your feet. And feel that grounding energy moving up through the feet, into the ankles, and the calves, moving up through the knees, and into the thighs. Let that energy move through the hips, and into the lower part of the torso, up the spine, in the middle and upper torso, down the arms, into the hands, up the neck, into the head, till you see and feel yourself completely grounded and completely peaceful. Very gently, my friend, begin to move the body temple, move the fingers, move the toes, whatever works for you. Taking one more deep breath with me, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Oh, thank you so much, my friend, for being part of the solution and really manifesting peace on earth. The only way that we actually can is by becoming peace ourselves. I'm so grateful to have spent this time with you. And if you did appreciate this meditation, it would help me out so much if you shared it with other people that you think would benefit from it. Let them know about the podcast and feel free to share it on social media as well. Most of all, if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts, that would really help me out the most. Remember, my friend, that the key to magnifying your miracles is to know that your miracle is already here. It's already here. God bless you, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. I'm so grateful to be able to spend this time with you. If you want even more inspiration, feel free to visit my website, francisfaden.com or magnifyyourmiracles.com. And if you did enjoy this episode, I would really appreciate it if you left a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever it is that you connect with awesome podcasts. Remember, the key to magnifying your miracles is remembering that your miracle is already here.